Bobby Rongstad didn't intend to speak out. In fact, she never thought she'd pick up a rifle, let alone a bow and arrow.
I grew up in a family of hunters, and I was against it for a long time and was quite disgusted with the whole thing.
But evolution commenced when she married a hunter and moved to far northern Wisconsin.
You know, I started to go into the woods with him and sit in a tree while he was sitting in a tree, and I really enjoyed watching the animals.
Then walking through the forest one day, Rongstad encountered 15 deer that had starved to death.
They'd not been, you know, not been chewed on by predators or anything. So I just thought, I'd much rather kill that deer and put it in my freezer than have it starve to death. That's when I started my hunting career.
When the debate about deploying dogs to track wolves started brewing in Wisconsin, Rongstad sat down and wrote a letter to the DNR. She thought it ought to hear from a concerned citizen who is not a tree hugger. She bumped into hunters who feel the same way. They don't oppose the hunting of wolves, but do object to the unrestricted use of dogs in the pursuit. Rongstad says if she had her way, dogs would not figure into wolf hunting at all.
We spend a lot of time in areas where there are wolves. We know there are wolves. We've found their tracks in the winter. We hear them howl. And we don't let our dog,
a chocolate-coated bird dog named Marley,
run loose when we're in the woods. We live in the woods, by the way, so, I mean, that's home, too.
Rongstad maintains what she considers a healthy respect for the habitat.
I think that if dogs become a constant enemy and constant harasser of the wolf is going to strike out at dogs. And I don't want to have to fear for this little guy just because we're walking down a trail in the woods or because my husband takes him out grouse hunting and he's doing his job by, you know, running through the brush alongside of the trail trying to put up a grouse. I think that if we allow dogs to chase and attack wolves, the wolves are going to fight back by attacking dogs when they see them instead of turning tail and running like they do now.
Rongstad believes many hunters feel the way she does, but is less sure why more haven't made their voices heard.
Maybe they don't know how to make the contact. Maybe they just haven't taken the time. Maybe they don't feel like they're really going to be heard.
When I ask if some hunters may feel intimidated, she hesitates before responding.
Well, in some circles.
Still, Rongstad says she's glad she's gone public.
Yes. I haven't heard any negative repercussions of it, I guess.
Rongstad thinks there's a lesson to be learned from Wisconsin's first wolf hunt. The season closed early because hunters met the quotas and without the use of dogs. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.